Hi, my name's Nicole, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi,
Hi,
Nicole.
Nicole.
Hi, my name's Calvin, and I am a fake fan as well.
Hi,
Hi,
Calvin.
Calvin. Hi, my name is Tristan, and I'm a fake fan. The only movie I've ever seen in my life is another shark movie that might be more famous than this one. It's called Shark Tale. And that's it. It's got Will Smith, and he's a fish.
Hi,
Hi, Tristan.
Tristan. I think you should leave this meeting.
This bit's getting harder every week. I
I thought you were
started
going to
off
say
with
Sharknado.
the oh, I could have said Sharknado. Oh, Nicole, the bit should be yours from now on. I'm running out of ideas.
This week we watched Jaws, 1975, directed by Steven Spielberg, who I believe we have some fans here.
Why is he dead? Like he's dead or something? R.I.P. in
I
peace.
saw Ready Player One, so he's dead to me.
Oh, no fans. No fans of Spielberg this time.
Now, Spielberg's my favorite director, but I very much prefer old Spielberg to new Spielberg, which I think most Spielberg fans do.
Well, this is the old Spielberg. This is Spielberg, what, first like seriously commercially successful film?
Yeah, I mean, he made a couple movies before this, but this was like his first, like, this made Sp Steven Spielberg Steven Spielberg. This was his first, like, this was the first, like, summer blockbuster. So, Steven Spielberg, this is it. This is his baby.
So the story is this vacation, the summer vacation town of Amity Island, New York, is facing this mysterious shark in its waters. And at first, no one wants to acknowledge it. No one wants to deal with it. No one wants to keep being afraid of it because their business runs on people swimming in their beach. So everyone's ignoring it except for our protagonist, the chief of police. And he has to go out and hunt the great white shark.
Yeah. Well, even he kind of ignores it when they're like, I don't know, it's just a fucking, it's like a boat accident. He's like, okay.
No, well, he thought different, but then he was kind of like a little bitch about it.
He was pressured by the mayor. He was
Yeah.
pressured by the mayor, and that's why he didn't deal with it.
He was pressured by the mayor, and then he's trying to just live with it, but his, like, you could see his guilt, like, on that first beach scene that he's like, oh, did I do the right thing? Yeah.
And then his guilt when he when his son is mimicking him at the dinner table, and he's like, subtextually, he's thinking about, am I setting a good example for my son?
Okay, I think his real guilt comes in though, where he sees the kid's mom and like she slaps him and is just like, dude, what the hell?
This is so full of guilt, it's almost a Catholic film.
That's just like me.
There is a nun and they say Christ, so I mean,
It's
maybe.
a Catholic film. It's official, dude.
But let's start by going around and seeing who is the fake fan this week. Nicole, are you a fake fan of Jaws?
Yes.
I am a fake fan of Jaws too. Tristan, are you a fake fan of Jaws?
No. Elaborate on that. No.
I wish we could film
So, Nicole, what did you think about Jaws?
I liked it. I'm sorry. Was cute.
I liked it too. Oh my God, Tristan, did you like Jaws?
I also liked it, you guys. Thanks for coming to this meeting.
You know
This
what?
is our most
Okay.
high episode, I swear to God. Nicole, what did you think about Jaws?
Jaws. Sorry, that was like some inner trauma. It was okay. I think I get why it's iconic, but it might be a little overhyped. But I mean, maybe that's just kind of why iconic movies are a little bit. They can be overhyped because then when you watch them and you're like, oh, well, I just watched Jaws. Don't really feel some life revelation right now, but.
I'm gonna piggyback off that because when I first watched Jaws, this was back in I think late high school, early college, I felt the same way. I was like, okay, that was a movie. Whatever. I watched it again when I got my wisdom teeth out last year, but I didn't pay attention because I was a bitch and I heard bad. I watched it this time. I like it a lot more than the first time I watched it. So give it a couple years and revisit it, and then I bet you'll like it more. Big Shark.
I think it's a bit like Halloween when we watch that, where it's like, oh yeah, slasher movie. Like, we know some of the conventions, and it's great to experience, but it's not like, wow, amazing. But then maybe when you see it again, or you see films that kind of take on after it, they all make more sense together, and it's just a fun movie. And I gotta say, I personally loved some of these, like, some of the just shots particularly. Like, I'm thinking, like, like seeing the guy's severed leg or something like that, or seeing the guy spit blood or something like that. They just they're just like fun to go to that level. Like, wow, this is, yeah, give me that. I don't know, maybe that's just my boy brain going off.
It's a very violent movie for a PG night. I mean, PG, nobody cared about PG in the 70s. It's a PG 1975, like, super gory. Like, you, like how we were surprised with King Kong and how, like, violent is. This is, like, this is a post-code era. This is a, movies are more censored, especially, I don't think the 70s were super, like, flashy with this kind of stuff, but Jaws is really violent.
Can I just say, though, the movie really took a turnaround for me when they, spoiler alert, when they killed Quint, like, legit, I, like, was over it. Like, immediately when that happened, I was like, fuck this.
Nicole, I can't believe you just spoiled a movie that's, like, almost 50 years old. Oh.
I don't know. I don't want bitches in the comments.
Spoiler tag next time, please.
That really traumatized me. I have a thing for, like, you're very, well, not, like, much a romantic thing, but, like,
You love characters.
Endear to, like, seafaring men characters. Like, I don't like
and
it.
And Quint is, like, the quintessential seafaring character.
He's, I swear, like, if they named him Quint because he is, like, a quintessential seafaring man.
I looked it up, and I can't believe that man was not nominated for an Oscar, because, like, anytime there is a seafaring man, it's, like, it's a Quint stereotype now. Like, he's invented that character.
Yeah, like, Lighthouse who?
Lighthouse who?
We were saying Lighthouse could have been like Jaws, but instead it decided to be a student film.
The failure that was 90 of Lighthouse long. Has felt so personal to me. Like, it really has. Like, I, like, wanted to cry when I walked
it's
out of
so
the theater.
Because I think we're the, like, only three people in the world that didn't like Lighthouse.
Willem Dafoe's character, it takes on after Quint here. Yeah, you know. Good Quint. I mean, I like the movie. I don't know if I don't know if I loved it, but it was really enjoyable. And, you know, it's all about the effects. It's all about the mastery of the editing. A lot of the shots are really powerful, where, like, just the fact that you could achieve so much in one shot. Like, I'm thinking there's the shot of Brody looking out the window of the boat, and you see the yellow barrel and the wake in the water in the reflection on the glass. So you see that all in one shot. Brody's face, look out the window, and then in the reflection in the window, you see the shark. It's those kind of things where, like, he's achieving so much with each shot. Of course, there's the one where there's that one guy on the beach talking to Brody, and Brody's not even paying attention to him. He's looking at what's going on in the water. And, you know, we're achieving both things by way of this special lens that allows us to have focus on the guy who's talking to him and on the background all the way out there in the distance.
Yeah, I like watching movies with you, Calvin, because you've got more of, like, a analytical film eye than I do. I'm more of a, like, a casual popcorn viewer, which I shouldn't be. I want a good grasp of both. I would like a good grasp of both the popcorn viewer and the analytical viewer, but I'll hear you be like, oh, that's a good shot, and I'll be like, oh shit, oh, that is a good shot, oh, the editing, oh my gosh, they walk across and then they cut on the cross, oh my gosh, this is a movie. But I looked it up because you're pointing out all these shots, and I'm like, wow, the cinematography and the framing is really good. And this wasn't nominated for cinematography, but it won. It was nominated for 4 Oscars. It was editing, score, sound, and picture, and it won it all except picture.
Who won that year?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is a really good movie.
Yeah, that kind of deserves it.
I haven't seen that one.
I also remember a little tidbit from somewhere about the editor working on this film. Spielberg had his own version. The editor had, I think, his or her version. And then when they came together, Spielberg kept keeping a lot more of the shark in, like, more frames of the shark. And the editor was just, like, chipping away at that, because that's what was the difference between making the shark look real versus what didn't make it real. And Spielberg, because he loved the shark and had invested so much time on set with the shark, wanted to see more of the shark. But the editor was the person to help him really make the shark work by cutting away from the shark.
I've brought up Jaws. This is our third, like, monster movie, and I brought up Jaws the past two episodes because I thought a lot about, like, Godzilla. Because, I mean, you do see a lot more of Godzilla than you do of Jaws, but it is that it's scarier of the idea of it than this puppety, plastic-looking thing. And then I brought it up for King Kong because the film director reminded me of the mayor. But yeah, I agree. Like, I love the idea of a creature being the scary thing and hearing the music being scary, but you don't see it. Mm-hmm. You don't know where it is, and that's what makes it scary.
Yeah, none can hold the candle to that theme song. That just that string sawing back and forth like that.
It's the only song I can play on the piano.
What'd you like about the movie?
I don't know. It's like I don't have like.
Or did you not really like? It was like a mid-range movie.
Yeah. I could watch it again if it's on TV or something. Mm. I'm bored.
Good summer movie.
Yeah.
4th of July. Yeah, because I got my wisdom teeth out like 4th of July weekend, so I watched it on 4th of July.
You know, maybe this movie would like just play way better if we were like, you just came in from the pool or the beach and we're like just relaxing in the hot summer months.
We gotta
go
jump in the pool over there first and then come.
Right, right. It's too cold right now. It's like 38 degrees.
Yeah. I've seen it before where people like rent out a pool with a big screen. No. And they project it and they just sit on floaties and watch the movie that way.
You know someone's gonna fuck around and like try to touch your butt.
It's the way Spielberg intended.
No.
In 4D.
Mm-mm.
We're watching Jaws 2 next week, guys. Yeah, keep the Jaws theme. I don't want to watch any Jaws movies. I know the fourth one's got Michael Caine. There's a really funny clip where the shark's coming, and then Michael Caine goes, oh, shit. He just jumps off.
What?
The shark just eats him.
We keep not talking about Jaws. I guess that means we all kind of felt like the movie was mid-range.
I don't. I really liked it this time.
Okay, Tristan.
I liked it a lot more this time than I did the first few times, but it's because I love watching these movies with you guys, because your guys' reactions are always hilarious to me. It feels like watching a movie in a theater again, where people, like, you know what's going to happen, but other people don't. Like, the part when Cooper, was that, I'm just going to call him Richard Dreyfuss, when Richard Dreyfuss was diving and checking out that boat, like, middle of the movie, I was watching that, and I was like, oh, yeah, a body's going to pop up. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. And then you guys both screamed, and I was like, yeah.
I don't like he had, like, those worms in his eye, or was that just, like, his tissue?
Yeah, like, his eye was ripped out. Yeah.
I don't know. I have, like, a hard time with gore, so, like, even, like, the gore of the shark bothered me. Like, I know it blew up, but I was supposed to, like, oh.
I don't know. This is the tension of it. I just appreciated it more this time around than I did when I first watched it. Because when you watch it another time, you do pick up more on things, and it felt more fulfilling for me.
You know, maybe that's why this movie played for in theaters like so long. It was like in theaters for like, what, a whole year, you said?
No, that was E.T. Oh. But I mean, this was the highest grossing film when it came out. Like, I think it said 67 million people saw this movie. So it was big. It was a big movie.
I mean, damn. Imagine seeing that like multiple times in the theater. I mean, I would love to do that.
Well, I mean, that would be the most exciting movie at the time. This is pre-Marvel. This is pre-Star Wars. So like, movies were exciting, but nothing was Jaws exciting, you know?
That shark exploding shot was badass. I loved that.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Oh no.
So good.
I gotta say, for anyone who hasn't seen the movie yet, you really should. You really should.
Oh, yeah. Like, as much as, like, I say it's, like, mid-range, yeah, just see it once.
Well, I mean, it fills out, like, that monster movie genre. Like, we've been watching all these monster movies, and I would suggest all of these. Like, Godzilla is important. King Kong was badass. I love King Kong.
That was so, like, it was goofy, but it was cool.
It was goofy, but it was also, like, fantastic. I mean, it's just fantastic. And then Jaws. I mean, how can you fill out your understanding of the pop culture we've inherited without seeing Jaws? I'm asking myself that question right now. How? And yet here I am.
I don't think anyone's made a good shark movie since 1975. Like,
has there been any other shark movies that have been nearly as good?
Oh, no, Sharknado. Like, nobody captures the haunted emptiness of the ocean like Jaws does. Like, the part when you... Any part when they're on a boat and there's no land in sight, and then Brody calls for help, and then Quint smashes the radio, it's like, dude, we're going to die.
This really fills out that, that thing you hear in screenwriting class, where it's like, you have to torture your characters and get them to the point where they have no other option. That's what's really great about this. The drama in this film comes from a place of no other option. Everyone is forced to their limits, and I think it's masterful. That's what it takes to give you that sense of tension, like, oh my god, Brody is on the mast, like, as the ship is sinking. If he doesn't kill the shark now, he is done for.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, but little bitch Cooper's hiding out.
He's hiding behind a coral reef.
God.
Dick. Oh, I dropped my stick. I gotta go hide now. Swims up. I wish so bad he would have swam up and be like, we did it!
Yeah, Shark should have got him instead of Quint. Quint was actually
dude's
pulling
like, dude's like, Quint? And then Brody's like, no. And he's like, darn it. I wish I could have said, it should have been me.
Time to swim in.
Then they're swimming back to shore and they're making jokes and it's like, Quint died. Assholes.
This war hero.
This war hero. He survived a ship that like exploded, survived out in the ocean for days.
Watching his teammates get picked off by literal sharks.
It says a lot about our society, how we treat vets.
Yeah, justice for Quint.
Did John Williams have a career before this?
He did a couple movies. I know he did the Fiddler on the Roof movie, but I mean, that was all music that existed anyway, I think. I think this was his big break. This was his first, like, big movie. And then he's just never rested since. The man is, like, almost 90 years old, and he's still doing stuff.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Is this our last naturally occurring monster movie?
Naturally occurring? What do you mean naturally occurring?
Like Godzilla,
Godzilla's
like in the ocean. Well, he's, like, in the ocean.
Well, he was natural, just that the bomb woke him up.
And then, like, King Kong, he's natural.
I was thinking this is more like monster movies that are humanoid versus like...
To me, monster movies are like The Mummy or like Frankenstein, The Monsters.
Well, I'd say, yeah, non-humanoid monster movie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What should we watch next week?
We covered all the main characters of big monsters. We got Big Lizard, Big Monkey, Big Shark.
What was that one game? Rampage. Now we gotta put them all together. I got Big Lizard, Big Monkey, and Big Wolf.
I like the idea that you guys said last week of like doing like nostalgic movies that maybe we hadn't seen. Like you haven't seen the Goofy movie.
Yeah, he hasn't seen Annie.
I haven't seen Annie. Have you guys seen Matilda?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I love Matilda.
Well, that about does it for this episode of Fake Fans Anonymous. All right. Tristan, you want to give us our send-off?
Thanks for coming to this meeting of Fake Fans Anonymous. If you join us in the back, we got shark cubes.
Chum.
And some chum. Enjoy that chum.
Ew.